Welcome to the podcast, Just Saying. My name is Joe McCormick. I'm the podcast host. In our episode this week, I'm going to share with you when your messengers can't deliver the message. You can't lead if your message can't get through. The purpose of this podcast is to help you become intentional communicators. It is based on the book's brief, written 10 years ago, Making a Bigger Impact by Saying Less. It's based on the book Noise, Living and Leading When Nobody Can Focus, written 5 years ago. And it's based on the book Quiet Works, coming out in October of 2024, Making Silence the Secret Ingredient of the Workday. Those three books form a trilogy. And the trilogy, the point of all those books together, is to be a clear and concise communicator requires quiet preparation. And if you don't do it, you create noise. Work better together, work better alone. Collaboration only comes from being purposeful and deliberate before the moment of communication, before you say something or write something. And we live in a world where people wear this badge of busyness. I'm so busy, I can't even breathe. I wake up in the morning, I'm on my phone, and I'm communicating all day, and I'm leading, and I got so many things to say and so many people to talk to. It just doesn't stop, and I'm just going, and I want to be a better communicator. Give me some tips. Tell me what to do. But at the end of the day, nobody ever stops for 5 minutes, for 10 minutes, and says, hey, before I call this person, before I develop this message, before I share this perspective, make a presentation, have a conversation, hey, have I even thought about it? Or am I on my phone doing something else and multitasking? And I'm giving myself 5 seconds and I'm showing up to this conversation. I'm giving a bunch of guidelines, directives. And I'm speaking to you. Maybe you're a leader, a very senior leader. Maybe you're part of a team. Maybe you are part of an organization where you're in the chain of command and things come from you from above and then it goes to the next person. In last week's podcast, we talked about confusion. What happens when people are confused? And one of the examples I gave is, if you're amidst change management, you've got a big, significant change underway in the organization. And I'm going to focus on that this week because the point here is when your messengers can't deliver the message. Well, you're a leader and you've given guidance or direction on a specific change. Let's say the change is you're changing the way a process works. Let's say the change is the value proposition of the organization. Let's say the change is a capability or a product that you offer that's new or different. Let's say the change is the organization's direction. You used to go upstream and now you're going downstream. Whatever it is, it's the before and after. There's change. It's different. Well, in my experience, and this is the basis of this particular podcast, is you can't lead if your message can't get through. Clearly. All right. So I spent a lot of my time professionally before I created the Brief Lab helping organizations develop that message. In fact, I did that for the better part of 20 years. I would get paid to sit down with leadership teams and do something called a message alignment program. It started with mapping out using a visual outline called a narrative map. What the message was. So it was tech companies launching products. It was consumer products changing strategy. It was a company buying another company through an acquisition or a merger. It was a leadership team trying to craft a really good value proposition. I got called, because that was my gift, of pulling people together, convening them in a half-day session, called a narrative mapping session, to talk about what that message was and get everybody on the same page. And I did that for many years. And I still do that. So if you're interested in having me do that for your organization, just let me know. Send me an email, jmccormack@thebrieflab.com, and I can see if I can help. The way that process worked was pretty cool, because oftentimes when you're thinking about the message, it's, I got 10 people, 10 leaders, are they on the same page? And often I would get like, no, we're not. We're just not on the same page. what that really means is you'll have to sit down around a table and have a conversation about it. And I was the person facilitating that conversation. And while they were talking about it, I was asking questions and then writing out on a whiteboard, on a big map, message map, narrative map, the story. What's the point of the story? And what's the point of the message? And what's the point of the product? And okay, why are we doing this? And who does it affect? And how are we going to implement it? And where are we going to go? And I would just ask questions and serve as a proxy for the audiences that would receive the message. So when we do that, what was really cool about that exercise was that you started hearing common threads of messaging. Okay, what are we saying that's the same? We might be using slightly different words, but are we saying the same thing? And what really is the point? And this was very formative for me in my career as a marketing executive to do this, because I started learning through observation what was causing people to be confusing and what was the force of clarity, and to help them clarify, create common understanding to give them a way to explain it. Yeah, I think of an instance, there were many, many of these sessions that I led and I facilitated. One of them was with Harley Davidson. And it was cool because, you know, you're talking to them about this thing, this issue, and the particular one particular instance, we were talking about their brand. You know, why does Harley Davidson as a brand need to exist in the marketplace? Pretty cool conversation that I helped lead with them. And the reason they called it wasn't because nobody understood or there wasn't a reason for Harley Davidson. They called it because they started sensing that the people in the organization were losing sense of that. Not the market, actually, it was their employees. So they called a meeting to this, okay, we need to tighten this up because this message has got to be really, really clear to our employees, because we're running the risk of them getting confused, which would be terrible. So when I did that, we crafted that message and it was great. It was great. It was crisp. It was, you know, 3 or 4 hours of just a workshop where I was asking them a bunch of questions, but all the while using that whiteboard, that narrative mind map, that visual outline to fill in these messages of how they wanted to talk about this story and how we stitched that together into a very clear and concise storyline that would be explained in, like, let's say 1 to 3 minutes. Now, the point of this podcast today is when your messengers can't deliver the message. Well, in this particular instance, the message was created from on high, leadership team, but then it has to get into the hearts and minds of the users. In this case, it was the employees, but it could be, you know, your dealers, your customers, your partners, your investors, future employees. You have all these audiences. Well, somebody's got to deliver the message to the audience. And therein lies the rub. You know, you're trying to lead the company through change or deliver this message or disseminate it, but the messengers can't explain it. They can't relay it. They can't share it. And we talked about this last week. They stall. They overcomplicate it. You start with a good message and they make it more complicated. It's not clear to them, so they repeat it in a different way. So you get the telephone game playing out. So the question is what do you do if the messengers struggle with that? The first thing you got to do is you got to recognize that a lot of it's in the preparation of the packaging that you do before you give the message to them. Is it organized in a way that's easy for them to consume? Is it written? Is it formatted? Is it organized for them to receive it, to internalize it and make sense of it? Because they're the messengers. You've given them the message, the envelope. Does it have an address on it? Is it sealed? Is there a stamp? It's a lot of it's in the preparation, the packaging of the message. A lot of leaders go, okay, well, we understand the leadership team, so we start talking about it once in a meeting, and then somehow magically everybody's going to understand it and be able to repeat it for the rest of time. No, you got to prepare and package it, and that's on you as the leadership team, the leader, to do that. Recently, I was working with a military organization, and they're undergoing this significant change. I'm not going to say what it is, and it had a very broad buzzword to it. And you start talking to people, and I'm like, they never packaged this message. They started talking about it, but nobody ever organized it and put it in a one-pager so that it would be easy to understand. So this buzzword became what this friend of mine, former client, calls an empty vessel. It's this vessel, but it's filled with nothing. So it's an empty word. It's an empty vessel. It's a term that's being bellied about, but nobody's prepared and packaged that thing, so it's a vessel that's full and easy to consume. So the first thing, packaging preparation. Number two, you gotta prepare them and train them to be brief, to be clear and concise in a safe way, to own the message and to practice it. So if you've got messengers and you just give them the message, you need to explain to them the principles of overcomplicating, changing the order of the message, making significant changes that aren't even authorized so that the message now becomes distorted. They've made it their own so much that it doesn't even make sense anymore. Simple way of understanding this is you got to teach them how to tell the joke and then teach them how to tell jokes and then hear them tell the joke. You got to train them. If you don't develop your messengers to deliver messages, good luck. How do you know what they're going to be saying? Could be a sales force. Yes, we had a town hall meeting. We launched the product. I explained to you what it was. Was it packaged the right way? No. Did you give people a chance to own it, understand it, learn how to disseminate it? No. Now you're expecting them to spread it? They're going to spread confusion or 1,000 versions of a misunderstood message. That's what happens when your messengers can't deliver the message and you think they were excited. No. Excitement doesn't lead to clarity. And then the third thing is you got to stay with them. You got to check in with them. You got to adjust it. Okay, what are they actually saying a week later, 3 weeks later, 2 months later, a year later? You've got a new message, a charter, a big initiative, a change of plans, a new strategy, a new way of looking at the world. Great. Package that message and present it to them in easy, to the messenger in easy to consume format. Documented clearly. Number two, give them time, ample time to train them on how to be a good communicator, how to respect their audience, how to be clear and concise, how to be brief. Hint, maybe we can teach you how to do that. And then give them this message, which is transmittable. It's shareable. It's relatable. It's meaningful. If you're giving them a hot mess, they're just going to disseminate a hot mess. And then finally, stay with them. Don't just share it to them once and say, good luck storming the castle. Go with them. Be with them. Bring them back. How is it working? How isn't it working? What's playing at Peoria? Etc. Those are ways of checking and adjusting that are really powerful that they need. Now, organizations have messengers. Who are your messengers? Are they 10 people? Are they 100? Are they 1,000? How is that message getting out there? If it's a change issue, you know, where are the points of instruction? Where are the points of checking in? You know, where is even the point of picking who the messengers are? In my experience in doing message activation and message dissemination programs for senior leaders, one of the things that's often missing is not being really thoughtful and deliberate about picking who the messengers are. Are they training people that are reluctant? Are they training people that are going to leave? Are they training people that are not well-placed and positioned in the market to influence change? Are they just picking people by role and title? Okay, so those are considerations to keep in mind so that the messengers can deliver the message. You can lead if the message can get through. But guess what? If the message can't get through, we're done. We can talk about it all day long. All it's creating is noise in the market. It's creating noise in the organization. It's creating fear, reluctance, misunderstanding. And it all started with forgetting about the messenger. It's like, yeah, makes all sense to us, the leadership team, great. But you're not the person that's going to affect the dissemination of the spread and the taking root of this message in the world. So here's just a way to wrap it all up when it comes to this. Is make it easy, super easy, for the messenger to deliver the mail and not forget the stamp. Just saying.